I did that much. Still pulling down data and things like that. So nothing too exciting to report.
Right.
Do you remember what Iron Clean returns?
Iron Clean?
FDF model and some other things?
I should have that right now.
The 4.5 max or something silly.
Clean FDF, clean
components, and counter rate.
Right. Right.
That's fine.
It should return just a little bit.
That's fine.
Given in negative degrees.
But
I guess it's because I must have fixed this in the other versions. Sometimes they do like minus 180 of 180.
Yeah.
In the RA. Should I fix that or
okay,
can I do it?
That's my okay. Cleaned model.
Cleaned.
Yep. Ooh, that's good. I did max it at 100 game point one. I feel like I did something else the other day. Maybe the cutoff is terrible. I know that having a cutoff makes it so much faster. Ooh, that's better.
Hey, it works.
Okay.
Should.
Nice. Have the file now. It's called all_field_centers.
There we go. Okay. I added a cutoff. And that's done a little bit better.
Although that was in serial 4. I did multi 4.
The mean of the FDF.
This is
it's just the mean of the FDF, right?
Yeah. Because moment zero is the intensity weighted mean.
Okay.
two processes. I love only playing one thing. It's my day. So, Matthew, if
what's
you're
up?
Doing using Portlet multi-present, what's the best way to get your globals through without declaring globals? Do you, have to pass the input without doing a stupidly long list of things?
To the map.
See this email from reception.
What arguments does map take?
No.
So currently,
could be,
I mean,
could be a journal for you.
Currently,
Journal
it's
of Technology,
the input
addressed to
XY
Doctor from Siren.
It does. Nice. Well, it looks like it needs things like whether verbose, and I'm guessing it's going to want.
Please take these as arguments and write some good code.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
them all as
put them all as arguments.
Yeah.
If any of them. Okay, so there are shortcuts.
Yeah. But as in. That's what I was going to put them all.
Are you saying is there a better way?
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was my question.
Yes, put them as arguments, and if it looks like they're not good, delete them.
Yeah.
Like, take it as an opportunity. Do you reckon I should sum the... hang on. Sum them first.
To DA again.
There you go. That's the residual mean.
Happy DAing.
So most things are actually pretty well explained.
Yeah.
In particular, the middle sort.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I care about the residual mean. I can't even see these differences. Look at that. The 99.95% cutoff. I'll set it at 9.
Find any sources that looked suspiciously Stokes V like. I haven't gotten around to that just yet.
That should give us some results right now.
All the Stokes V signal to noise values are suspiciously high.
Sorry, all the what?
Stokes V signal to noise.
Very good.
I'm expecting most of them
the width, if you
based on
the
what
width,
I saw.
You don't have to do the
but obviously
close.
The field centers were a little bit off.
Yes, you do not
really
close it.
But
cool.
Based on what I saw, the
why is the residual
the signal to noise was all above 100.
Oh yeah, like, are you returning a residual?
Seems like it's
printing
not
a
some
residual
sort of artifact.
Mm-hmm. It's not that it should be that.
Like just box divided by RMS that usually artifacts are like, you know, around
like,
five,
why is this
ten,
just zero?
Whatever
that was.
Hit model. They're all around 100, huh?
What the residual
is? I'm just
this
redoing this with the new field.
Sorry, where
is
this?
I don't believe that.
I mean, where does the error come from? Are you just doing like.
Alright, well,
let's look
at the
true
residual. Energy and.
What's the true residual?
True
residual.
So, not the uncertainty on
the. You can just get it to return.
I could
yeah,
do that as
well.
Just as easy.
Yeah, although I think it's probably better used.
Probably the I or the P or something.
Kind of strange. Yeah, it shouldn't be very high numbers like that.
Hmm.
I'm planning to use the clean model to tell what we need to cut. Mm. Oh, I see. So this is, these field centers are all 1500 beams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, 1400.
And the mosaic I'm using is made with all of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Junk.
You know what it says? The fat alpha is negative, it will use sigma.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
Is that true?
No. Oh, it's true if you're using the wrapper scripts and it has some errors that you've given it.
That's
but
a bit better.
The actual util RM is really naive about.
So now
what sigma
the distances
is.
Aren't so far.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, that's my model now.
Yeah, that's looking quite
so
good, actually.
The wrapper script.
Yeah.
So even though it says it does,
right.
Util
that's
RM doesn't.
One. Percent.
Right.
So I have no idea.
But 1%.
Yeah.
No.
Ah, okay.
It does
yeah.
nothing.
That makes sense.
I just checked.
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad.
So it does. It is passed properly. Mm.
Okay.
Where,
so those
okay.
numbers are actually
well,
higher than the
yeah.
errors.
Yeah.
Okay. There's been no leakage calibration here, really, has there?
What? On the Rex?
Yeah.
Nope.
Although in Emil's version there was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, there was leakage correction.
Yeah, Emil's does a frequency dependent leakage count.
Does it produce any sensible difference?
Yep.
With and without?
Yeah, there's like leakages on the order
that's
of up to a percent for some antennas.
That's the signal to noise.
Not generally. Like
Oh no, but in the image I mean.
In the image,
sorry.
Oh, I don't think it's clear yet.
Oh, so that's
okay. There'll be some difference.
That'll be,
but, yeah.
That'll be really nice to know how much
okay, noise
are those leakages affecting the
image
quality. Since he already has one,
okay, that makes sense.
We could use that data set as a reference for
leakage correction.
So do you already have
sure.
a
yeah,
run
yep.
On that particular data set with the pipeline?
No, I don't think so.
I'd love having I'd love to have a look
if you could pass me the SBI the
yep.
I could use one of
I think as soon as you get
evolved
access to, this,
to push the data through. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's that'd be fine.
Okay,
let's talk to Emil as well.
Yeah,
just to
yeah, we should
close
yeah.
the loop.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should run one through his and one through the pipeline and just
this one.
And just have a look.
Yes, we take the same data set.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Tomorrow.
I'm trying to motivate the ops to stop processing.
Oh, right.
I mean,
yeah,
stop
yeah, yeah.
automated processing.
Ooh, yeah. This is probably a good idea at this point.
Because these three pull plenty for two cars.
That's pretty bad.
So I have to put pull equals pull everywhere.
Oh. No, you don't. Well, you're right.
I do.
Object orientation is for nerds.
But now I have a nice little arg parser, and you can run this in MPI.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Alright.
Oops. Wow. Alright.
This should work. Okay. This should work. So in... Oh, wait a second.
What are you doing? What's done?
Okay. Right, so when I call this, when I run do our own plane.
Okay.
I have these called defines, which is like you can give it some command line arguments. But it's a do our own plane imports command line our own plane.
Okay.
Which itself imports the util_rm.
Oh, that's very bad.
And util_rm doesn't know what pool is. Because it
get rid of the pool equals pool. Get rid of that. Put it earlier.
Yeah, but it's in util.
Pool equals none. Oh. Right, and then anywhere it knows about it, you should be passing it.
Okay.
There's six Stokes V sources in this.
I guess Paul is on here as well.
Is that just one beam?
Yeah. I'm trying to understand where these things are, basically.
And then, like, go back in and make it do something if the ball is not, like, not
non,
the ball, for example. Yeah. But that's fine. Fine for now.
Okay. So this plot is slightly enlightening.
Yeah.
This is just RA and deck.
Mm-hmm.
Color is the V over I.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst offenders are
mm-hmm.
to the edge as expected.
Yeah.
So that's good.
You know what we were doing when we were selecting Quokka sources was we had used the background, local background level.
Okay.
That was in linear polarization. No, forget that. In linear polarization, you know, because you have this non-Gaussian noise, right? And at the edges where the noise goes up, the background level actually rises as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use the background as a threshold to say if the background's too high, that means it's at the edge of the mosaic, and we cut those sources out.
Yep.
There could be something similar you could do here.
Mm.
Maybe the background RMS value.
Yep.
Would be this would give you the same information actually.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Oh, I had this color scheme in my local one.
Yep.
What's the cross match radius used, by the way?
That was. The number escapes me. Mm. 1 arc second. So.
Oh, 1 arc second.
Yeah.
That's.
Listers.
Yeah, probably should be 10, I think.
Yeah.
I've just done 20 and that appeared to have been too much, I think. So I'm gonna do this again.
Ah, okay. That gives me a few more sources.
Mm. Dropping it from 20 to 10 arc seconds in my case leaves me 1 instead of 6 matches.
Mine increased from 1 to 10, increased from 28 to 104 across the mosaic.
Okay, 28 to 104.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I think 10 arc seconds is probably the right number.
Yeah, yeah.
Give or take. Well, that's a radius, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It might be 5.
Let me check again.
I guess if you look at the histogram of separations, that's probably the best way to tell, really.
Yep. Max error. So.
Max error.
I assume that's maximum separation.
Must be.
So that's
maximum
radius.
Separation. Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Yep.
So yeah. Fine. I'd look at the histogram of separations. If you give it like a really generous, you know, from your original match table, you could. Oh, sorry, from one with a big. Match radius, and you could look at the histogram.
Yeah.
D minor in a lot of these cases seems to be around 8.
Yeah.
So sort of 12 by 8 arc seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I could probably write that out as well to find out what those numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, why don't I just do that? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that actually. But yeah, I think B minor is often 8 arc seconds, so
yep.
4 is probably a good number.
I need to log into the source, but I'll keep working and I'll update.
So the zero first is the B, right?
Things that I end up doing.
The intensity weight.
Very good. How's it going today? Okay.
Progress has been made, but not okay since. Galaxy throws one error or the other, so which means
so that's the first raw moment. First,
I think it's just the number of users that leads to these problems. Anyway, I have other things to do.
I found
when the images come out, I need to develop other things to take care of. So nothing is stopped.
I just want the.
So isn't some of them?
I think I want this thing.
So what is it that
he must have left?
Yeah, he left.
Yes, go for it. You should turn back on.
Did I miss him?
I
must have just walked out.
So it's the clean model.
Yeah, you had to go in a hurry.
Minus.
What's that?
Times the.
Yeah.
Something.
I think he solved the Rax imaging problem. It's just like some antenna had been flagged in the bandpass observations, but had become unflagged in the image observations. So, in the science observations. So. Yes, once that was eliminated.
Is that all the crap that channel showed?
Yeah. So it's night and day. As soon as you get that one antenna.
So the two conflicting definitions at the moment. One.
Amplitude errors. The issue is that times most of the Rax processing
divided that value
possibly suffers from the
same thing. One is divided by
that
moment, like the moment zero so by that, which is dimensionless.
Yeah.
And the other one is the sum
not
of
to go blindly
intensity
into processing until this is fixed.
Divided by the sum
that,
of the intensity, which has
this one.
But this is the one that
I'm
I think
still
this
surprised.
This has
anyway. I'll get back to it.
Is that the first? That is first, right?
Sure. Is it? Well, this was the zero.
Right.
Maybe it is
the outrageous situation.
So, and then I can plot that.
Better think about your life.
Well, look at it. So it's the sum of the clean model times size. That should work.
What I find most disappointing about all of this is that we're not yet
at
TGI Fridays.
This is what I've been looking at for a while.
100%.
It's good.
Yeah,
this has units all ready to square meter.
It's divided by.
So the,
But
not, but like, just be careful because pretty much all the moment zero definitions are this. So this is as units of
about ribs.
Like, Kelvin, beans per beam, ready to square meter.
We're all fine about ribs.
No, it should be this because then you can interpret it as a probability.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree for moment one, but moment zero has that one.
Yeah, okay, I see.
But yeah, I think this. I think,
So I'm just going to go ahead to the second moment now, which I think is the same thing, but instead of that, you multiply it by the, instead of multiplying by phi's, you multiply by the...
Subtract the first.
Right, so you used after pi to do the cross match, is that right? Or you
no,
you
just...
Well, look, the Dicky paper has it.
So you can do that in AstroPi though, can't you?
Yeah.
Cross match tables.
It's the expectation value of the mean minus the thing.
Because I'm thinking when all these individual field catalogs are available, I don't want to be using TopCat to do it.
So I can set phi's. I just
mean, you can
the,
use
the
stilts, which is like the command
or phi's minus
TopCat.
The first
phi's minus the first
but even that is awkward
where,
if you can do it in Python directly.
Right. Then divide that by the clean model again. That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at it.
How do you do this? Why would it do this to me?
There we go. That works. There's the second moment of this image, for example, which is mostly zero. Makes sense?
Screw that.
So expect zero if it's a simple source, right? Like, this thing is clearly a simple source.
Oh, you're doing it of the...
Of the model.
Of the model.
Yeah. Whereas this thing is not. Probably. Oh, look at the second moment.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. So that's the phi minus the first moment squared.
Yeah, cool, that's what it did.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's an interesting thing. I still don't really trust the second moment, to be honest. It's hard to interpret.
I think higher order moments of the... Or any moment of the clean components is always a bit...
I don't know, there's a whole paper about doing it.
Yeah, but it's still... But of the clean components?
That's specifically what it says. Well, alright, I'll just do it anyway. I'll do it with the non-clean version.
But as in you can do it with a clean spectrum rather than...
I agree that. But, I mean, yeah.
There we go.
Ew. It looks wrong. It looks very wrong. Oh, no, that's because it's being normalized out by it. That's fine.
Yeah. And if you look...
You can see where you get home. It smooths out where you've got the signal.
Makes sense.
So you should you should probably mask the moments based off like a signal to noise cut.
Yeah. Okay. Can do.
So you just get approved.
Nice.
Yeah, find the book.
That's much more reasonable.
Whoops. Comma's useful.
That worked well, didn't it? Somehow the cutoff is too small. It's multiplied by 100 again. It's easy. I'll say 95% of the image. Beauty.
So there's something, probably some bright source off to the edge there and around there as well. Everything else looks like it's below about 1%, which is mostly good. Here's that.
How's that? The answer is very good.
Ooh.
Cool, right?
Probably use a divergent color too for the first note, so you can see the positivity negativity range.
Don't care about that.
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't care about that for now.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's really radial.
I'm very pleased about it.
Leakage plot.
Okay.
So I'm.
And it's in
Not percent, that's actually...
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the problem here is also that I'm picking, like, 95 percentile. It's just, like, the RMS always, because I don't have the RMS.
I'm interested about these ones.
Why are they all positive?
Is that... Did you run a gen with no negative...
Look at that, flat second mode.
So that's a pretty good sign, actually. If they're all positive, that must be leakage, right?
Yes.
But I'm actually a little bit surprised that there's not any negative leakage.
It's all flat everywhere.
You know what I mean?
It's weird.
I wouldn't have actually expected it to be all one sign.
First moment.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Oh, it's hard to tell. Again, you just can see that.
What I'm actually going to do negative. Is... Yeah.
Craig, if you have leakage, I and the B.
Yep.
Shouldn't they be any arbitrary sign? Or would they all be one sign or the other?
Everything's positive in this catalog, so...
Yeah, no, they... They should be, well, it could go either way. And I think for V, it's sort of like this weird... Almost like a PSIGNI profile. It's like the expected. Is that right?
I don't know.
No.
Is that the cross-match catalog, or is that the catalog?
That's the V catalog.
Oh. The V catalog. Okay, so it's actually not found any negative sources then.
We've got Tony Wills' simulations, so they should sort of give you a rough idea of what...
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, yeah. But I don't have to... I shouldn't have to tell it. Oh, no.
There's no, like, np.abs or something?
You have to say... I thought it was the other way around. You actually have to say... --- negative to get it to report negative sources. That's irritating. I thought it was the default was that it would do so. But.
I guess by default it's designed to run on Stokes I.
Right, so now I have to cancel the big job and also remake you a catalog and still there's no ribs.
Bird. this is bloody nonsense. This is going to be a funny recording, hey? Lots of signing and swearing.
Oh, this cutoff is so finicky.
I'm
just taking like the top 10 pixels. I'm just saying that, oh wait, 10 is probably too many here.
That's much more reasonable.
Okay, but I mean, that's really useful. But yeah. At some point, I'll make you a new one with negatives included.
Yep.
It's a simple addition of a --- negative.
It's more irritating than I care to admit.
Cool, I'm just going to use a global RMS for the whole image, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Is it primary beam corrected?
It's nothing. It's just I don't want to line up my sources yet.
Good. Now it's finding about double the number of sources per field, so that makes sense, more or less.
This garbitude. Fiddling your potatoes.
An Irish stew got into you.
Yes.
This pool equals pool should override this. Y equals. Oh, why did this to me?
Fine, I guess I'll cross-reference with I and look at the proper RMS. If I have to.
It's a hard life.
It's alright. Match to catalog sky chords I. Done.
Three or four match to join. I won't pull to join then.
Okay. Alright. Well, I'm not at writing the beam sizes out into a file as well, since I've restarted now.
Yep, there's my RMSs. The RMS for I should be the same for RMS for A, right?
You can make that assumption. It should be the same for Q and U.
I'm gonna make that assumption.
That's the best you can do.
That's what I thought. Short of like doing some fitting. What should my cutoff be for the Faraday spectrum, do you reckon?
Pardon?
What do you reckon my cutoff value should be for arm clean?
Some number times your RMS value. Like 3 times your RMS.
I did 5 times my RMS and it just gave me that. It's the same. But that hasn't cut anything off.
Well, as in, it doesn't cut it off, it just doesn't, it stops cleaning at that point.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds good then. Absolutely everything in this image is bigger than 5 times the RMS, which is something.
$15 each way.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is completely hopeless.
Okay.
It's working better when I'm just at the 95th percentile.
Gain.
That will do. Top 90%. Good enough. The second one looks funky.
Yeah.
Hmm. What was that? Little double friend? No, it's just some sparse, easy stuff.
Yeah, definitely a lot of noisy stuff. This is like a weird looking blob. Look at this one. I don't know if that's real or not. I'm going to look it up. What number is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. 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 I actually don't know where this is on the sky. Oh, that's right. It doesn't like commas. What are you up to?
Just dealing with horrendous numbers of inputs there.
Gross.
Yeah.
Do you want to eat all of them?
I think the...
Have you considered making, like, a cleaner...
Yeah.
Thing?
Well, like, the...
Just knows all those things?
I was just, like, getting it to function.
Does it not function?
Okay. Well, it does once I gave it all the inputs. That's minimal effort. Here's an issue. It's still doing the convolution method.
Lol.
Let's not do that anymore.
Let's load an image from Progressive Sky Cube.
And let's not worry about doing plotting or animating that because we don't really care. We'll look at that.
How north is this? Oh no. Look where we are.
Oh.
Oh no. I'm so sad. I am.
Can you log back into that cast too?
Sure. What are you looking at?
I am 20 arc minutes north of the edge of Sums.
Can you see if you can CD into data sets?
We chose a bean that was on
there.
Just it's right there. That's right. It might be in parks.
Okay,
which is, you know, so much better.
Oh.
In NVSS, actually, if it's that far north.
It's very strange because other people, I think, are not.
It's in NVSS.
In the group, too, but they can get in.
If I want to stop, if I want to prevent...
I really don't understand.
I'm pretty sure it does one of these.
Yep.
I'll log it out.
Can I just del input, or do I have to del,
all
the...
Yeah.
Will Dell input to clear those or just show you don't need to clear them all?
They should just clear as soon as they go out of memory. As soon as it's not being referenced anymore. But these are all the same. Like FireRay is just the same. These are all the same.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't need to Dell anything. Hey, look, this thing isn't
I've had issues with methods like this before and it ends up filling up memory.
Can I load like a FITS file into Aladdin?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh,
nope.
So...
No?
Nope.
There we go. That's, ooh, it's beautiful.
Although I don't know if it needs to be in Hilbert's format.
I don't think it would need to.
I think it's
surely I can reproduce.
I'm still only a member of.
Why is this such an ugly color map? Jesus.
I'm still only a member of my own group.
Yeah, but there's other people. Some people have.
Their range is really small.
A group.
Yeah,
groups that
something
are
is really good.
Also
anyway, I'm going to just copy the file across.
But some of, like this person, she was able to, you know, use these discs before.
Some
but she's
slash
also
racks,
not in the,
slash squished slash I. There are five dot fits.
But it looks like, you know, if you're not in the group, you don't have access to those directories, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
can you exit from that and instead of Caso 2, try Caso 3?
It's slower to split it up. But
to what? To split up?
Yeah.
What?
Over my mini cores, there are two.
I mean, that does not surprise me. It looks like the. Okay, remember that multi processing is a hack?
Yeah.
To get around the global lock?
I do it with a try on MPI. Okay, that's but more core. Okay, this is good. The more cores are the faster it's going.
It is faster in more cores?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I'm not having my weird reverse issue.
It's not a weird issue. Okay, how do I load an image? File, open local file. Oh, that's easy. Oh, I love how it's like slightly blurry.
What?
Oh.
Why is
no.
it projected into?
That should be fine.
Hey, Alec.
Mm-hmm. How come it's not projected onto the
sphere?
Yep. How do I make it do that?
I might have to run this other command on my
like it,
computer.
Like, it is there. It's at the right
it
spot,
should,
but it won't show me all these.
For both.
No, it's all good.
No, let me try it before you do it again.
Nice.
Let me try this other thing.
Can this load the pixels, please? Hello?
The integrated ticket?
How do I make this semi-transparent? Just...
oh, is it lit 1%? What is that?
Hello? Can I put that on top? I can. I don't know what that means, actually. Surely our resolution isn't that much better than a VSS. It should be a little bit better, but like not like that.
Not this thing, sudo blah blah blah.
Okay.
All right, try now.
Yep. Same directory?
Yep.
The color map, it changed the size of the screen. And it still hasn't loaded everything.
So Tony actually wrote back and said that he thinks it might only be once every 24 hours that it gets updated.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Good. You can get in tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. The problem is...
I've got class tomorrow again.
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
I won't be
look at that!
Okay.
There it is! Oh my god, I can see it. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm still in...
What time
are
your classes?
That's useful.
12.
So you're comparing with
MBSS?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
except that, like, wow, the dynamic range is bad.
Thursday when we have the discussion.
And, like, there's not, like, a way to
yep.
do it,
okay.
fix it? Like.
Excellent.
What's this button do? So, what about that one? Yes. Got it to be
yeah.
on. Oh, yes.
That's
okay.
what we want.
All right. Ooh.
Good.
That's interesting. Now, I probably want that to be at the bottom, that to be at the top, and then I can just change the. Skew in the middle?
Can
I?
You can change.
Oh no! I don't like that at all.
Wait, well, was there anything that said like, oh, if you get all values, is that everything?
Mm. Ooh. Well, I hate that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, you can change it from a shine to like.
Let me first do the proper thing and just. Oh, it's so ugly. Cube helix. I don't feel like karaoke all of a sudden. Oh, these are some really hideous color maps. What on earth were they thinking? This is disgusting.
Cube Helix? I'm a fan of Cube Helix.
It's fine, but like nothing in the ladder is good. I'll just leave it as... Oh, no, that's bad. Oh. Mm. Oh.
is ugly.
Pretty sure you have to cite Dave Green even if you say it's ugly.
Oh, hang on, here we go.
Okay,
I can just do a noise cut off.
So now I've got the new
there or something.
All Mosaic Stokes meat catalog.
Okay,
so
like,
I'll copy that.
Real dodgy.
Stokes meat. Two. Take this. Use kind of 4.92.
Can I not add another?
Nine.
Why can't I run it on two cores?
I think I do want log.
Nine.
Yeah, I want log.
Two.
And that's beautiful. That's really good.
Do you want to allow quite?
My passport's here.
Six.
Ellie, please.
And 8.16. Okay. Load.
Okay, you should be able to copy it out now. Now it's 2,439.
Okay, Alex.
Oh, good.
Here we go. That's my Rax field.
Yes.
And then.
Can you do a sexy fade? Oh, that transit. Ooh.
So let's see what we find.
So which one are we looking on top? Which hand? So that's the purple.
Purple's Rax.
Purple's Rax.
Black outlines are in VSS. So you can see the resolution difference really clearly.
That's cool.
Everything is showing up, which is great. In fact, yeah, all of these sources are in VSS. That's really good.
Okay.
That's not whatever it is.
All right.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go and
so now, which ones are funny?
Make sure the telescope doesn't fall apart as they do a transition now. Should be back.
Don't catch anything on fire.
Right.
Negative
here we go.
Seven.
It's probably not real.
I can use the oversubscribe option.
It doesn't show up in tragically. It's probably not real.
Over.
Very sad.
Subscribe.
What about this thing?
I got Mosaic. Big eye. And then that.
Alright, let's see. Any of these look particularly interesting to you?
You take a peek. It'd probably be worth looking at fractional color. See which ones are.
Yeah.
Good high fractional polarization.
Good point. All right, I'll do that too. I'll just do it in line. That's keep that at six. So fractional polarization, just divide I by P, P by I, that one. Like that.
P by layer, yeah.
Cool. And let's give it a nice color map. What would you like for fractional?
Oh.
The choices.
I don't know, so many choices. What is a good fractional one? Magma?
You just got the first one that came to
mind. Yeah. I did.
No, well, that's ugly. Hang on, let me just resize this real quick. Cool. What are we feeling? I think this has not worked. Because
we can't tell what is.
Well, that should be non-zero.
Yes.
So, what do you hack? Or some of these things are really big, or zero or something, so I'll just add a small value to the bottom. Who knows what RMS is at the moment?
Alright, so this currently functions, as in it cleans the data.
There we go, that worked. Adding one. Well, probably don't want to add one. I'd like 20 minus one. Can I have one on the top and the bottom? Would that work? That work well?
Oh.
Seems to have worked okay. Hello. Oh, because they're different. They're offset. Right?
Huh.
And the color map isn't inverted?
Correct.
Well, as in the register might be, the noise might be throwing off the color scale.
Yeah. What if I just add one to the top and to the bottom? Let's do that. Because that's what was the problem before, was that it was like huge values. Well, that's bad. Maybe it is backwards?
I don't think it is.
Ooh. Oh, these are just small values. We should be thresholding them anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to threshold them. Let's not do that.
But at least it'd be good to know what the color means. You could also see them from 0 to 1.
Oh, yeah, true. Obvious. So I'll just delete that. Yes, I probably should have thought of that. Whoa, what's that? Cool. Done. How's yours going?
Good, I'm just worried that thing, because...
I feel... Maybe we should be more clever in the multi-process? I don't know what.
Yeah, because this still has a
lot of
inside. Oops.
There.
Oh, that's not your thing, it's okay.
That's fine. Very steady. This threshold is 0-1. So stuff that's largely brightly colored in the middle is what we care about. So like that's pretty bright, for example. That's
Is it inverse, or is it just magma, or is it in magma? In magma. Oh.
That's just magma.
Okay.
Magma goes to white, right?
Yeah, interesting. So
I mean, they all should look rough like this because eye's bright, right?
Yeah, so the fraction is low. But there's any Miller-Jansky's going on?
What?
There isn't a Miller-Jansky's or Jansky's thing going on?
Shouldn't be. They're all in Jansky's per beam.
Yeah, I think because I've currently got this little 2D array with 100 pixels. It's it's hard to test what the speed up is on my laptop.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah, there's obviously overhead for putting it for.
Can you run it on the server?
I can. Just commit this.
Alright, let's find the funniest looking polarized object and go from there. I reckon this one looks pretty funky. This is a funky looking lad. Number 10. It's a double. In fact, I think I've even seen it in here. So it should be. Is there a format?
Telescope okay?
Yep.
All good. Or at least not on fire, which is all I really care about.
There's bloody chairs in here, right? There's bloody chairs in here. There it is.
Nice.
That's the lad. Look at that lad. Beauty. You can see the two components here. You cannot in NVSS.
Although, is that just how NVSS has been pixelized in Hill? Yeah, it's been.
No, the beam of NVSS is about 40.
Okay.
About twice.
Cool.
I do wish it was gridded a little higher.
What's going on there?
The size is the distance from the beam center.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you an idea of.
Oh.
I mean,
I have my testing
far off
on
to
the
mosaic edges you've got.
So.
And
also look at this. Even in
the majority
edge,
of stuff you can
still
see.
Still looks good.
Just right at the edge.
Yeah.
That's at the edge. That's on the edge.
These points are probably
so
a bit
this up in the corners where the noise is.
Properly, but they're all
but these are actually real sources.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So basically you ignore the edges and I think
there's another noise too.
Boom. Good. Okay.
Yep.
These ones don't show up very strongly in racks, but they are here.
Yeah, I wonder.
That one doesn't show up in NVSS, but looks
can
like
can you
a real
plot, like, the VOI versus the local background?
Right?
The local RMS.
How did that not be picked up?
That's just not in NVSS at all. Yes, there's the nothing nearby, but it looks real.
Same.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
like, the signal to noise is massive.
Out of the catalog.
And this is still the old positive only catalog.
Okay, done. Right.
Yeah.
And this one too, actually. This one. So they must be. Well, they've got to be low, but they're not low signal to noise. So maybe it's just slightly higher. Hey, George. What's the sensitivity of racks compared to NVSS at the moment?
Racks is 200 microdensi cubing.
Ish.
That's sensitivity, not RMS.
That's
right?
RMS.
Okay, RMS.
Yeah.
And NVSS is a millidensi?
I think the detection threshold is a millidensi.
Okay.
So it's probably not too much different, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
In terms of sensitivity, it's not too different.
Because I've plopped them on top of each other, and there's a handful of things that are in racks that aren't in NVSS, but nothing the other way around.
Say that again, sorry.
There's a handful of things that don't show up in NVSS, but do show up in racks,
mm-hmm.
and not the other way around.
But not too many. This is Stokes Eye you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
They're mostly there. It looks good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I just zap around and have a look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this
really
in,
ugly image though?
Is this in I?
Yeah,
in
I.
Yep.
It's in QPlex.
Is it similar to work that Adam Stewart at UCID's been doing? He's been doing sums and racks cross matching.
Cool. There's NVSS. Racks in colors. Let me zoom in a bit, maybe. If it will allow me to.
Can you do that swipey bit again?
In?
Or the color swipe, I mean.
Oh, the color swipe, yeah, absolutely. What is it doing? There it is.
Tends to freak out, doesn't it?
There's NVSS, racks.
Racks is color.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so it all lines up real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the sensitivity is pretty much the same.
Yeah, so an example of not overlapping. You can find it again.
Away from the bright sources.
Yeah. I mean, there's one up here, and it's really close to the edge, so I don't know, but...
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty high signal to noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a bit lower down here, there's heaps, actually. Yeah, around this bright source, actually. So maybe it could be a side lobe or something.
But yeah, it could be the NVSS has...
No, it could be NVSS is bad, yeah. So this one is not in NVSS, this one is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it looks nice, though. And there are 20-odd polarized objects in that field.
Great. Excellent.
Cool. So I'm going to go pull out their rotation measures. And
we can run RM clean now using CPU polarization.
Cool. Okay.
API. There isn't, so my test so far is that there's a bit of an overhead getting it started on my laptop, but I don't, if you were to throw that at thousands of pixels, I don't know when the crossover point would be in terms of the speed up.
Right. Cool. Very good. That's pretty awesome. Progress. Progress abounds. Progress.
I'm going to do that cool thing that I talked about yesterday, and I better actually do that. Throw a very dumb machine learning tool I wrote at this.
Speaking of machine learning, get very that paper for you.
Oh yes, I need to send you my draft. Please, no judgy.
Let's see.
I'll reply to your email.
Okay. Proper ADS search is going to go away soon.
I'm very sad about this.
I know.
We all are
pretty irritated about it.
don't you want a much slower and worse ADS?
Yeah, the UI is like actually now considerably worse. I really prefer it.
I don't mind it.
I like the end UI. That's fine, but the actual searching is and considerably slower, which is
weird. The speed is I agree with the speed stuff, but actually I find I'm now able to search a lot faster because of the shortcuts.
Has anyone used the new NED?
Yeah. Oh, the unit is awful.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. I can't find things I know are in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Just What am I doing, actually?
Leave things how they are.
Yeah,
they're like messing with things that don't need improvement.
See, I generally don't.
Like the Syro website, which desperately need improvement.
I mean, they changed the Syro website and it got worse. So, oh, yeah, no, like, I can't find anything on it anymore.
Unexpected.
Optical infrared identification.
So what I like that, as he, what I like is that he can go first author. It's like, yep. And then.
Oh, that's cool.
Jesus.
I liked the bit where it had an author box and I put in an author.
Alda, Alda.
Yeah, you got to type my name.
Yeah, how's it
look, it's me. What? One of me, anyway. And then here's this Nick Alga guy.
There's a Thompson A, like, P, who works in radio astronomy.
There's an MJ Alga who's worked on a project with the same name as my project. I still love that when I was at Google, like, there were three other Algas on the list, none of whom had Alga at Google.com. So I was like, well, I'm getting that. And then my sister wasn't allowed to have it.
Oh, it rendered that, and then, oh, there it goes.
There it is. That's how you spell Sharpless.
Yes.
You always say it so fast, I've never known what it was.
I say SH227.
Are you Matthew.Alger at... Oh, you've got a Data61 address as well.
I sure do. Please don't send it to that, send it to the ANU one. Because okay. I can't access the Data61 one unless I'm on Syro.
Okay. So Matthew.Alger at ANU.edu.au.
Correct. Sorry. Yep. I just need the racks frequencies.
Link to paper.
Busy data. Let's do that with everything in default. One second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shoot back at you a draft of my paper so you can have a gather.
Sweet. Oh, they've messed up the ANA website as well.
Which, the MPI, is MPI or run MPI exec that's the new one?
I have no idea. Anyway, enjoy.
Exactly like that.
You can look at our 10 new giants, some of which are real.
Ah, so actually, I was wrong. It's not every single source that they do visually, but it's all the ones that are complex.
That makes more sense.
In some way.
How many are there that are complex? Probably about 10%. So about 20,000. So my sample is still bigger, which is
do you mind if I go Malice?
I'm sure it says in here somewhere, but I haven't looked.
That's a wonderful.
As long as my sample stays bigger until it's published,
so
I'm
the
happy.
Color is the beam distance.
Shouldn't have done that.
Do
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the RMS.
Oh,
okay.
I forgot to give it the API tag.
Mm-hmm. So changes from blue to yellow as we go to higher RMS. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must be able to on
that's
this
nice.
Basis select.
That's
a,
very nice.
Yep.
Like cut 12 cores
RMS.
Yep.
So it is converted.
Probably around
the time it's going down.
Oh, sweet. That's good. How?
Yeah,
that's really good. If it's linear,
you
can still keep going there.
Yeah.
Like
so here's some fun that I'm doing.
Something like 300.
Check it. And I don't actually need to drop any channels, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we still have surprisingly large leakage
plot.
Values, but...
yeah.
I use your spectra to generate spectra.
Well, sort of...
Yep, there you go. There's some spectra that look like the rack spectra.
Up to one or two, maybe even three.
We should be able to do this.
How far
this,
it will be?
This.
Good hard question. To tell from
a
the less than
but
half
yeah,
a degree on the
check to
say.
Expert for some of the
I think so, yeah.
For some of the operations, but
it's
it is interesting
high.
That the convolve still
is from peak flux.
The spot.
Yep.
You can do yeah, it's weird. You should be able to save a lot of stuff by reducing. There's a lot of things that will overlap between your cycles. I think I hate to say this, but I think we should go to OO.
No idea what the default X range is.
We'll have to know object-oriented.
Yep. And then we can put all the phis in an array, and we can...
I'm sure it like, thinks it's doing something clever.
Then you can apply the same operation to everything, and that's one step closer to having everything be the same.
So these RMS, that's
I think the next step for speeding up is either going toward O or going towards something like that. But that's sweet, sweet to be up. Oh, so here's plot.
So that's good.
I hope it looks good.
Good.
It does.
Okay. Great.
Very nice. There's a twisty boy. Based on
what's why?
Oh wow! It's like a
agreed.
Little stool.
It's like a it's like the horns in a Skyrim helmet.
Everything should be
totally go
down here.
So anyway, that's my
based on what
beautiful.
We know.
Everything should be down.
Yeah, it's colored by death, by the way. So what we can do then?
But it's quite a bit. It's not.
I guess these ones are all real then.
Well, it only knows about one Faraday. It only knows about super sources. So what we do...
But those things...
Okay.
Are there any that exist? So that
I'll copy across the new table.
Simple sources?
Cool. That is the line of simple sources. I will show you what happens if I add complex sources.
Because
it's very easy to do that.
I think we classify all of them now.
So Tony said it's a 24-hour wait period.
He said it could be.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
Can you do your fun... that cool plot?
He said he'll have to check, but I suspect he's going to just leave it unless I complain further.
Yep, I probably can.
I think we'll just wait until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's my time.
Log in
so this is the...
This the everything?
Yep, and so you'll actually notice...
Just sort of kind of check periodically.
Yep.
Still there.
That flexi.
That little thing is still there, but everything else is in this sphere around it. So, what you've done from this is you only actually need the simple ones. As long as you be clever about it. So if I go in, there we go. Now I need the FDFs. So, I'll grab the dirty FDFs. Maybe. Oop.
How's the 1500 Aegeans going?
It's cracking along. I'll just have a have a glance in a
second.
Dirty
FDFs. Reshape. What's the 30? Oh, right. Yep. Yeah. So I need to check what's bigger than the
cutoff.
Mean FDFs
it is done. FDFs. One full field and it's now a few FDFs. Into the second field out of 35.
Where this thing is true.
So it's gone.
Do we have Motley back at all?
It looks like it's going to take approximately.
This is good. I mean, during these memory errors,
it'll probably take 12 hours. So
oh, but these are
be done.
A nice
I just restarted it relatively recently, so it'll be done tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what the height of the value is.
So it's a new catalog.
I'm trying to process
same file name.
Number 6 right
now. Comp-
on Motley?
No. It's going to look like
compiled. This. No, this is literally just trying to
field number theme
number. Okay. I see.
So there's that, and... frustratingly, it just crashed on the...
And they each have sort of 500 sources.
Yeah.
But if you cross match it with Stokes Eye, apparently you only get like a very small number.
Oh god.
Of
yep. It's even more matches. Twisty now. Cool. Anyway, it's a bit non-deterministic, that's fine. So I'm gonna take all the FDFs.
I should do some kind of filtering operation.
Ooh, that's good.
Before I give you anything, cross match them all with Stokes Eye
one second.
And merge all
can
that
be an
into one
for
table.
One
yep. You absolutely can.
I might just give you the whole lump.
Not enough.
Well, tomorrow you'll have access to the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, to store.
You're a mouse.
Yeah. You can
like,
just do whatever you want.
Yep. On Motley?
Yeah.
Yeah, get on Mash.
Yeah.
Like, Margaret doesn't actually get priority, you know?
Yeah, I know.
If you start running jobs, her jobs will
where
also
is
go slower.
Deck minus.
No, but the thing is with
something.
MPI is if it doesn't have enough available cores to start, it won't.
Presumably off.
Very good question. If you open up the Mosaic in DS9, you can put coordinates on
awesome
in,
start.
Galactic, can't you?
Although
I can't see
what was that? It was the...
access.
Oh, you can't. Didn't I give you them?
Well, isn't it like 11 gigs?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What was that?
True
there was a command to make it...
So if I open it in DS9...
yep.
Which DS9. Oh no. That's not helpful. I hope it's now not going to try and load the entire directory in DS9. Poor little computer. It's valiantly doing its best.
Come on.
Float.
has no attributed get item.
You fool!
It's the worst kind of error, really, isn't it?
That should work.
Okay. So.
Yes. Usual explanation.
Sure things that they've cleaned.
Good idea.
So we have 30.
Yes, 9. Dish 9.
Nice.
And then we have.
So in about 10 minutes, we're supposed to have a quokka discussion.
Oh.
Which I was going to try and use to prompt myself to do some quokka work, but I haven't done the quokka work. But we should decide whether we want to do any more quokka-ing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, 2D data set. I want direction prophylaxis. Why? A weird way to look at that, but
oh jeepers, creepers, that's something. Nice work. FDFs. Disgusting and not correct. What have I done? That looks fine. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Also, the 01 looks really bad. I don't know what I would do with it. Oh, I guess it's just not a resource. Great. Okay. So we should be able to do this. And that.
I should be able to just
Alec,
that.
They present
Shit.
The curve. Let me actually just cut out half of these. No. And there we go.
Ooh.
So most of them are near the line, some of them aren't. That's are the black, are the black points are the rex points. Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, I bet. They're just straight up not real points. That's right. There you go. As requested.
That's really nice. But yeah, you can see that the ones that are complex are probably...
Not real, that's yeah. fine. So maybe that one. Nevertheless...
Yeah, this one, since... It, and so from what someone wanted to do with Jax, I think it highlighted ones that actually you can go to higher
yes.
frame ranges.
So maybe that's what these are.
Possibly. That one looks like it could be.
So maybe these are too. Because they're all normalized by the max value, right?
Yeah.
So if it's just flat...
What max are you going to right now?
500?
This shouldn't...
I can go higher.
What galactic latitude are you at?
It's pretty high. It's like 26.
Okay. Then it would be strange to see things higher than that.
I mean, yeah. Oh, there's that fluffy thing we saw in the presentation yesterday in NVSS. There it is.
Huh. Oh, is that the exclamation?
No, no, no. That's the it's one of it's just one of the ones. What is this in NVSS though? Anyway, whatever. So that is all of the sources in this field sorted by estimated complexity.
That's very nice.
They are all simple. But, like, it picks out things that aren't real, which is at least cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Sorry.
These are the Faraday spectra, very, very naively extracted by a very dumb cut of Beam 6, sorted by some magic I wrote.
Read it like a book, left to right, and then down.
Yep, so the lighter blue is the less complex.
Right.
So these are all nice spectra that are... similar looking to simple spectra, and these ones aren't. Of course, these ones are probably not real, but that's fine. But these ones are funky looking.
It's weird how, like, there's, you know, it doesn't look like a natural transition to my eye, actually.
No.
Right? In other words, like, you know, the one that's labeled 0.78.
Yeah, that one's weird. I want to look at that one because it looks fine. Like, that one looks simple to me.
Sorry. I'm looking at the second row.
Oh, wait, one, sorry.
Three, yeah, fifth column. Second row.
That one's weird looking.
Why is it between, you know, two that are sort of normal looking? You know what I mean?
Don't know. Yeah. I can color them.
Is it taking the complex quantities into account?
No, just the absolute.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's very dumb. 0.78 looks very funky.
Zoom fit. Can I even begin this or what? Oh boy.
Too many values to unpack. 15.
I need to get a coffee before
it. That's no pressure. Okay. That one that was weird looking, by the way, is this one here, which is odd.
Mm. Oh, so it's taking the morphology into account as well, isn't it?
No. Just its average over the top 95, top 5% of values.
Mm.
So it could be that that one has bad cutoff or something.
Because
It is extended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other funky looking one was these ones that it reckons are really complex looking but aren't to my eye, which are 21 and 11. 11 is this one, which looks like that.
Uh-huh.
21 is this one, which is pretty low signal. Interesting. But it did correctly pull out all the things that aren't real. That's good. At least about that.
Analysis. Oh, somebody's connecting. Hi, Niraj.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Ooh.
Let's see. I just want to get this in galactic.
There was enough 4, too, I think.
Galactic. Quite exciting to say galactic, isn't it?
Is that right?
Okay. Minus 70, minus 50. Okay, so it looks like. So it looks like this whole Rax region is between latitude minus 30 and minus 50 or so.
Okay. Yep.
All right, it hasn't.
Yep.
And what's the longitude?
And one of the
is this
300, 330. So actually, the galactic center is, you know, it's above the galactic or below the galactic center.
Yep.
If I just do,
which is, galactic center is here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Actually, I think if the so is this RA and that's DEC.
This, it's galactic longitude.
Oh, I see.
Lines of galactic longitude and latitude.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, the blue lines are galactic latitude. Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. I'll take that back. These ones are galactic latitude.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to grab a coffee and come back. Just be gone for like 2 minutes in your option, and then probably we'll get started discussing, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Anybody else want coffee?
Mm,
no.
Okay,
thanks.
You're all weak.
I kind of want one later, I think.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah, this one also has a funky looking spectrum.
Mm.
Which I mean, it's not a good one.
Yeah.
Actually, ooh. Ooh, look at that one.
Ooh, that's nice.
That looks like a wide boy. If I had to guess. Let's see what my classifier thinks. Worth noting, I do need to tune the width. Hey, check out this. Let me just change this to a 5.
Not, so where's that corner?
You can see.
It's not.
There we go. Look at that. All these ones are on the line and these ones aren't. unplug when it's a thing.
Ah, it's on zero clean iterations. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. That's good. That's what you want. Cool. What do you think?
That's nice.
Hey, check it. The wide boys are being picked up. I'm really pleased about this.
That's interesting. The ones that are basically a value of one are essentially all just
garbage,
yeah.
Maybe that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's a very weakly detected.
So, like, if we take this plot here, and we drop that down here, we can color these by the norm scores. Like this. I love notebooks, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's a color. They are, but I used the wrong CMAP. There we go. Look at that. Beauty. Look at that.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? Stupid.
Oh, I see there's a little blue cluster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all these are total garbage. I'm going to increase the resolution. I'm going to go up to... I'll decrease the resolution. I'll go up higher. I'll go up to like 1,000. Because apparently the theoretical max is 3,000 on these.
But it's unlikely that any will be.
But still.
Okay, found the good bug in that it's doing the clean, but I don't think it's returning the actual result.
Good.
It's great. Yeah. Just contributing to the heat death of the universe. Yeah. Doing nothing else.
All right, where do I do the arm synthesis here?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's a nice arm
of
stuff. Little side lobes.
That's something. Three band rack sprint.
What is that?
I get that.
Oh, that's for three.
Okay.
For a three band one.
What?
Which we're not using.
Yeah, we're using 280. We're using megahertz channels.
Okay, that goes up to 1,000.
Oh, that's just. But that's because it's probably if it is double width then.
I'm still going to go up to 1,000, I think. It's easy to change. So just do that. And I do this. Because this one has a lot more junk ones.
Yeah, I think we need to go object-oriented on this.
Yep. All right, let's do it. So commit some stuff and we'll attack
it's,
it.
It's there.
Oh! God, that's disgusting.
What is that color map?
Oh, for context.
That's pretty horrendous.
Oh dear, I wasn't expecting that either.
Oh boy. All right. So let's kill this.
Seriously, why can't I display both of these ones?
Yeah.
Ah, they're not projected right. I need to have a reference plane.
PL dot. Good.
Semilog Y.
So, Neeraj, the topic we're going to try and embark on now is to do with Quokka, which is this compact array follow-up project. Are you involved in Quokka? I can't remember, to be honest. Apologies.
No.
Okay. I don't have the member list memorized. Actually, who is a Quokka member? Alec and Craig, right? Matthew, I don't think you are.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Quokka is.
And you're not, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so we're half and half, basically. But we don't have to talk about this for an hour, especially since there's not many people here. I would like to talk about it a bit, though. So what it is, what Quokka is, was a project that started about a year ago. And what we did was we took earlier ASCAP test fields, developed polarization images, and selected from the polarization images the as many sources as we could collect. At the time, we were scraping desperately to get any sources at all actually in polarization.
Yes.
I think, half of the gray hairs that Craig and I have are because of Quokka. Big toit. And so what we did was, so we have observed approximately 250 sources that are that were found by ASCAP to be polarized. We've observed them with the compact array for about an hour each over multiple hour angle cuts with extended, 6 kilometer and 1.5 kilometer configurations in the 1 to 3 gigahertz range and the 4.5 to 8.5 gigahertz range as well. So 6 kilometer array for the L band and CX band was the 1.5 kilometer array. So the idea is to have very broad frequency coverage polarization measurements for sources known to be polarized from ASCAP. So that was fine. We have a lot of data. We've reduced it to a certain level, all of it, calibrated it at a basic level, and we're now kind of experimenting with imaging and deconvolution to get reliable Faraday spectra out so we can start modeling and get some, hopefully some science results. But I think the Quokka team, and I don't want to blame this on the team, but the Quokka team is very not active right now, and I think it's mostly because there's not been much communication from my end about what's going on and what the opportunities are. So it's one of the things that has to be addressed. But the big question for me at the moment is that there's another proposal deadline out now. The next, what is it, the 13th or 14th or something of June?
15th usually, but yeah.
I think it might be the 14th this time of June. There's another proposal deadline for the compact array. And what we could be doing is asking for a bigger continuation of Quokka now that uses racks, a polarization catalog derived from racks to now, prompt a much larger sample across the southern sky, which would then be followed up with the compact array. So not a legacy project because they're not asking for new legacy projects, but we could ask for a large program which observes for many hundreds of hours and observes hundreds of racks polarized sources over that similar, the same frequency range or similar. So the question is, should we bother? Should we do it? Is it worth it, et cetera? So let me just open the floor, and then if we have some topics we need to dig into, we can organize it that way.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, of course, Niraj, go ahead. Yeah.
So for the first phase of Quokka, the cut was based on some polarized fraction detected in ASCAP fields, or it was based on some kind of an absolute polarized intensity?
It was a bit of both, honestly, because we wanted high signal to noise. We were able to get more selective as the program went on because the ASCAP imaging was getting better and larger areas. So we were able to make, at the beginning, we basically took any polarized source we could find, really. And so a lot of the early ones will be low signal to noise, which is not great. But especially the later ones, we got better at picking the bright sources, I think. Ones with high signal to noise and, high polarization fraction and or high absolute polarized flux. And this is a really good point. But I think the good thing from racks is that now you'll have, we'll have, thousands of square degrees of coverage with the brightest polarized sources in the sky, obviously detected. An hour of compact array time on those sources would be tremendous, right? Because all of those spectra would be very high signal to noise, and you'd be able to do lots of good modeling where at the moment some of the, in fact, maybe even lots of the Quokka sources that we've observed so far will be kind of ratty. Mm. Will definitely be ratty in comparison,
So the objective now will be still to look for some kind of a verification for ASCAP observations, or we are now going to tilt more towards go and select targets which are like scientifically more interesting in terms of a large sample and then use ATCA to get broader frequency coverage than to complement the Poisson.
Yeah, I think it's the latter nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the arguments for the original Quokka was to verify ASCAP, which is still possible, but we've never really done it, to be honest. It's something that we could be doing, especially when we want to, test polarization angles and things. We should be using the Quokka data among other sources to do that. And there's a Stokes V component as well, by the way. We're deliberately targeting radio galaxies.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
A question I have is, now that there's the ATCAS pass, how many already are in that catalog, and then also what advantage would be gained in reobserving them for Quokka? As in, would we be better, do we want to be better matched in frequency coverage if there is a mismatch between that and racks? I don't know off the top of my head.
That's a great question. I forget what the frequency coverage is of ATCAS pass though. Do you know?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think, just a continuation of what you're asking is like, so how should we consider the ongoing VLAS survey in this context? Like, do we sort of observe, go for the entire sky regardless of the VLAS coverage, or we sort of focus more on more southern sources, thinking that like VLAS will anyway, someday we will get that from VLAS anyway?
Yeah, I'd be aiming for just the southern sky. I mean, just the, you know, the part of the sky south of minus 30 or something.
Okay.
Partially because of the east-west array, partially because, as you say, VLA Sky Survey is going to cover the north anyway, so.
Okay.
I mean, we would be extending the frequency coverage considerably, but. So SPAS ATCA is 1.3 to 3.1 gigahertz.
Okay.
One source per 5 square degrees.
So I guess you could certainly make the argument that the low band would be worthwhile covering.
Sorry, say it again. The CX band or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were designing the Quokka survey, one of the things we thought about doing was using the SPAS ATCA source list and following those up as Quokka.
Yeah.
But that was impossible for reasons. It would have been possible, but because it was pre-publication data, there was a lot of restrictions on how we could use it, the catalog, and it turned out to not be the best way forward.
Would it also be important then in the context of the issues of band continuity and with racks as well?
Could be. Yeah. Although this wouldn't go down, we'd be limited by, I mean, that 1.1 to 1.3 gigahertz is basically impossible because of RFI.
Yeah.
So it stops at 1.3, which is sort of, you know, 2/3 of ASCAP is below 1.3.
Right? Yeah.
So. Oh, not quite, but you get my point.
So, so one thing I was thinking about is that, you know, now we've more or less got the whole sky. Can we just be picky now and go for sources that have, you know, or will soon have reliable redshifts or cross IDs, or, you know, looks like there's some value added data apart from this is like a blazar or something like that.
Well, it might make sense to wait a semester and, you know, start to get a racks catalog and see how many overlap with 6DF and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
That's kind of your point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which we'd not be ready. I mean, we wouldn't be able to make that case this semester because we haven't done that work yet. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Nor have we processed the racks data across, you know, whatever part of the sky will give us the best coverage for that if we're going.
Nor have we really touched the existing Quokka data very much. And I think Attack would be right in saying, you know, well, you haven't demonstrated that you're going to get anything out of the data you've already collected. Yeah, why would you give you more?
Yeah, right? You claim this is going to be the bee's knees, and then
But we have not seen any knees.
Yeah, no bees, nor their knees.
So an extra semester would give us time to, you know, at least sort of get a first paper out.
Yeah, and we should just if we do wait, then just buckle down and start writing papers, or a paper at least.
Yeah, at least the overview paper, for sure.
Survey description paper, and hopefully
some
interesting science paper for something.
Yeah. But I think one of the things that we need to do is, or I need to do, I guess, is come up with a way to, you know, get the get the team active.
Yeah, maybe we need a quokka busy week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always talked about a quokka retreat, which would be good, but I don't know if that's like a bit much at this stage. But if we could just sit down with the data for a week, like, forget having a bolt on to possum or whatever.
Yeah, just do it and then quokka just, along.
Yeah.
We could also always go to Rotto, but we could always go to Rotto.
Oh, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I think it's a really good point that we have to have some kind of concerted effort to make some headway here.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe the time is not, in fact, ripe for a quokka proposal just yet. One more semester, perhaps.
Yeah. Sounds sensible to me.
Yeah. Probably makes some sense to keep our powder dry for the moment.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, we could flag with, presuming we do go that way, we could still flag with Jamie, the TAC.
Yep.
And say, you know, look, we really want to, this is an intention, we want to do this project.
Uh-huh.
When we're ready, we're going to propose for it.
Yep.
And ask the question explicitly, will you be asking for more legacy projects,
mm-hmm.
and when?
Yeah,
because this would fit well as a legacy project.
Yeah,
it was originally conceived as a legacy project, which was turned down. You know, obviously that was incorrect. But
yes, yes, they made a whopper there.
No, actually, I mean, actually, to be fair, it was probably good. It was better in the long run, actually, that we didn't get the legacy project. I think it's
for the best.
I think so, because now, I mean, you know, looking at it fresh. With the prospect of following on from RAX, that's much better than what we were initially thinking of, right?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe that's it then. But of the three of you that are in this conversation that are not already quokka members, if you want to be, I'm happy to add you. Just let me know.
Noted.
That is a possible answer.
Yeah, I think for the next semester, we can also quantify a little better, like what optical IDs are available, redshifts and all those things, I think.
Yeah. So,
actually, it does sound kind of relevant to me. Should probably get in on that.
think about it. Talk with Naomi.
Yeah, can do.
And
I will do so when I get back.
Yeah. No pressure, obviously. Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's sufficient for now. I think I've got a pretty good idea that we should just hold off, actually, not do it this semester.
Yeah. I think, we could get something in that would be a bit rushed, and it'd be better to make a more concerted effort and build towards the next one,
yeah.
I think.
It would be good to have the RAX catalog in hand, or at least a preliminary
version
of
our outputs.
Yeah, right. To be able to say, you know, here's a list of 500 sources.
Yeah.
That we know are all very highly polarized. Here's how many are in SPASS, here's how many are not. Here's how many have a redshift, et cetera. You know, you can have some, you know, whatever, graphs and stuff. So.
Yep.
No boobs. No boobs.
Right, okay, file.
Just wait.
Okay.
Yay, done.
Do you pipe through?
Yes.
Just pass the file.
You,
like, it
sudden change of mind or anything?
File.
Just,
no, just write to
email. I've convinced myself.
Yeah.
But I think you're exactly right that in the meantime, we should not use this to,
file.
You know, procrastinate. Mm. Actually, you know, get some crackdown on the existing quokka.
No. In the function.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds good.
And then just a file name. I think it needs
to be. Maybe we should have chat to
try beep dot whatever.
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know. I haven't used it. I know that it will work.
Tessa wants to join quokka as well, so we've got to add her.
Awesome. Try. Maybe if it crashes, it tells us something too.
Okay, oaks.
All right, good.
Just throw an exception. Just literally raise. Just new line raise.
I'm going to throw an exception.
Yep. I'll throw an exception in a second.
Cool. You aren't running that car.
No.
Are you running this?
So Neeraj, I think we're done with that conversation. So I think we're just gonna we'll probably just keep on working until about 40 minutes from now when we. What's that?
Okay. Just a couple of quick questions. One is that, like, Craig, is there any data set available?
Nope. Sorry. Okay. I've been running the processing for it, but it just seems like it's got some significant problems, and it may be related to something that we were sort of working on here a bit earlier, where for whatever reason, a bad antenna gets included, for which the bandpass didn't work. So what I think I might do is just, so far it's just been imaging up in Stokes Eye and self-calibrating. Yeah. I think at this point, I'm just going to kick off some jobs to generate some Q and U cubes. And that will take a little while, probably on the order of, I don't know, maybe, maybe half a day or something like that, and at that point we can actually upload it to Possum Share and have a look. I guess my only concern is, you know, I don't want people to put in a whole bunch of work on data that has obvious problems. So we could probably use it for a first look, but you know, mm-hmm. I guess
That would be fine actually. I think I can. I think this is also a task which can actually run beyond BusyWeek, I suppose.
I think so.
That should be fine.
Because this particular data set, I'm hoping to get a science paper out of anyway, so it would be very useful to sort of, you know, like I actually want to go through and, you know, cross the T's and dot all the I's and make sure it all looks good. So it'd be good to get other people involved in that as well. So, anyway, I'll try and get it ready as quickly as possible and let you know.
Okay.
One way or the other, tomorrow there will be something available. So,
Another quick question is that I'm sorry, I don't know everybody in the room, but I would like to get in touch with Alec. I don't know whether Alec is in room or not, because he has also signed up for. That's you?
That's me.
Okay, great. So we keep in touch, and as the data becomes available, we can try looking into this. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I will not sign in later for the wrap up, but I will join in tomorrow and I will look at it when the data becomes available.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, thanks, Jared. Yep. Apologies that it's not there yet. But
no worries, I think you are just trying your best, I think. Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, thanks.
So in serial, it doesn't enter the. Doesn't serial loop doesn't need to work.
Are you sure you're actually running your code?
Right, if it encodes one, it just thinks it's fine. But if it encodes two, I have arrays and then
a new merit.
Amazing. My eyes and pretend that every Faraday spectrum is a muscle cell nucleus, and then I'll be set.
Jesus. What?
I'm using a bioinformatics paper.
Great.
Some serious.
I propose we call them Faraday worms.
Faraday worms?
Mm.
Tendons.
Mm. don't like that.
Worms are already pretty gross.
Ooh, shimushika. Right. Little. Seven.
You're kidding me, it's a PhD thesis I can't find. Oop. Paste. Thank goodness they posted it somewhere.
Beep, 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 beep. Look at all these beeps.
Bleep, bleep.
They make these nice figures with the hexagon.
Hexbin. Plot the hexbin.
Oh. Hexbin. Fair enough. And just give it like big arrays and it sorts out the binning and
whatnot. Yeah, it's like HIS2, it's very similar to HIST2D, but annoyingly different.
I have to say I've never used HIST2D, so. But I presume it's not too hard.
Oh, geez. This paper's been approved for release by the U.S. Army.
What?
They were very. They care a lot about their worms.
Oh, geez.
That means it must be an algorithm which is wildly out of date in military terms.
Yeah. Number of pages, 240.
Whoa! Oh, it's a thesis.
Yep.
See,
by Major Hasty.
Not too bad.
And of course, this paper's just cited like, oh no, they did put the pages in. No, wait, no, they didn't. Never mind. That was really exciting for a second. Oh god, it's typewritten.
Has it been scanned? Has it got like fancy scan stuff?
Yes.
Zoink. Alright, it's already partway through field 3, which is the fourth field.
I literally don't even see it in this. This is a different thesis. Google Scholar has lied to me. Number 6 is processed.
Nice.
So that makes 4, 5, and 6. We're to 7.
Ah, ye fool, Anderson.
It's a cool paper, right? The problem is I don't think I can use that. Oh wait, no, that's good. It's specifically saying that's not good. There you go. That's what happens if you're just doing a linear version.
Hmm.
if you pick any point on this line,
mm.
you project your variables onto it, and then you average them, you get the point on the line. So cool.
Yeah.
you might have access now.
Okay. Oh.
What about the groups thing?
Yeah, just tried.
Yeah, right, you're logging out. Yeah.
Yep. For some reason, it's taking a while to connect.
That's not a good sign.
So what's the... Oh, right, yeah, I know. Groups.
Ah.
Okay, that's new.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Good.
Okay.
I'm in.
Good. Now, you might have to... I would suggest you actually go into work, because that one's the one that's having the Discord issues, and make a directory there.
Yep.
Be careful of the disk space, though, because the work partition is also pretty full.
Okay, yep. Good.
I can't...
So is everything in your directory?
Yes, I'll show you in a second. Just... Thank this guy for doing it.
Thank you for saving my life.
What does that mean? Yeah. I didn't know I was under threat.
That's disgusting. I like this one.
Oh no.
Lambda subscript parentheses. F to the power of parentheses J minus one. Close parenth. And then that's a function.
Equals okay. Dot.
Equals dot. It's good.
What do you need too many indices for array? Why? Interesting. So that's now with the negative catalog. Ignore the percentage sign. But it's found a lot of junk at the edge of the field.
Yeah.
So that's 100%, minus 100%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's obviously just, I'd have to see it, but it's obviously fake junk.
Yeah. What's this little number?
There? Yeah. Percent polarized. Hmm.
30. Yeah, 23% polarized.
And pretty close to a field center.
Intriguing.
I'll see what its flux density is.
Yeah, if it's like at the threshold.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
So those are those nasty negative ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Off the edge.
I'll tell you in a sec. Sherry said that she made a booking for tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. She said she made it under my name because the girl that answered hates her, so she had to go stealth.
Fair enough.
Right.
Sorry, we don't have any tables for the likes of you.
So that number is 7 sigma-ish in Stokes V.
Hmm.
What do I do that for?
7 sigma in Stokes V.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This ever hurt me a lot.
Hmm. And, okay, so that means it must be sort of pretty well detected in Stokes I then as well, huh?
Mm. Yeah, I can plot up the I.
Sort of maybe signal noise of 15 or something.
Yeah.
So noise is twice as high, but.
Yep.
This is seriously doing my head in this one.
Yeah, it looks like about 25 sigma in I.
Mm.
Jesus.
So the rest of these are really well detected,
mm-hmm.
except for these guys, which are just rubbish,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm. Okay, so it has a faint end, actually, of all these things.
It might. I wonder how many pulsars are in this field. It's probably a pulsar.
Let's have a look.
Yep.
Oh, you have to find the coordinates first.
Yep.
Come on, Andrew. Let's go.
Giddy up.
This is where I get impatient. That's fantastic.
Yep.
That'd be nice if... So who's who's Chris was the one that was thinking about doing the pub quiz, right? Are you guys interested in doing a pub quiz tomorrow night?
Kind of.
I'll be out. I'm sorry.
Never done a pub quiz.
Pub quiz is great.
Which pub?
Oh, yeah. It's important.
What's it called? Killabilly? Kirabilly?
No, it's something like that.
It's by the bridge. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what the stop is.
Nelson's Pub.
That's it.
Yeah, you should definitely come. It's heaps of fun.
Heaps.
Heaps of fun.
Pretty sure I'm free. I'll come on.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, I promise won't.
Oh, except, well, I'll be at uni, but I can come along anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's bookings for 6:30.
Yep. Yeah, that works.
I think we already have two more. I'm counting you, Matthew, is that all right?
Where is it again?
Nelson's Point.
Nelson's Point.
It's just, yeah, north side of the Harbour Bridge.
Mm. It's called Kiribilli, it's called.
Just depends on how far it is. Let me check. Nielsen's point or?
Milson.
Nelson?
Milson. M-I-L.
Milson?
Milson.
Milson.
Mm.
Give me directions, magical computer box. Looks a little far away for me. It'll take me ages to get there. So I might sit out.
Decision reversed.
Yeah. It's like an hour on the train.
Oh, jeez.
What's that?
It's like an hour on the train, so.
It's an hour?
Apparently. That's what it's telling me here.
It's bus as well.
Oh, boy. Howdy.
It's much worse.
Oh, well, the metro, which is still an hour.
Right. Oh, I think that there was a there was an accident on that line today, so maybe it's bus replacement.
The metro
of
the line?
No, no, no.
Someone got shot in half.
Somebody got hit at...
happens about weekly, but it's still showing up for tomorrow as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit off me.
Yeah. So...
All right, I think, yeah... I think we need to object this because mm-hmm. we've got to run into the correct variables.
Mm-hmm.
Save that progress somehow. Hold on, Matt.
Yep, we need a class. We need a synthesizer.
Instantiating.
Please call it a synthesizer.
That's right.
No, it's going to be cleaner. Wow. Terrible.
Call that. My previous solution to this was saving it to a memory file.
Yes, that's not a solution.
Hey, it worked.
Did it?
It did.
Why isn't it working out?
I haven't done it here.
Yeah, no, no, please don't do it.
I'll just put this up in its current state.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It just doesn't enter the function in serial.
Needs input.
Okay. There we go. That inexplicably works, so that's mm-hmm. cool. And then I should be able to plot these. Scan 3D.
Oh, what's that thing for time? This one does.
Theta.
Somehow.
Oh, your line straightening.
There we go.
Oh.
That's not a line straightening. This is the first pass, so I didn't actually do anything.
I made
it's just
line.
A line. and you will notice that the line is good. It is a line. It makes sense. There is depth on it. All good. Now I should do the next step. I'm trying to understand what this is saying.
Mm.
And so that's, I've interpreted the first line. Okay, so now I'm going to move to the second line. Okay, so F1 equals the expected value of X.
What was the original purpose for this? I think, like, why did they want to straighten worms?
Well, this is a ComSci paper.
Uh-huh.
They're not straightening worms. Okay. They're straightening probability distributions, and I'm not sure why. Let me scroll down to their future work section. Oh. Oh. Oh, dear. They're trying to understand things about the Stanford Linear Accelerator.
Okay.
There you go. It's all physics, all the way down. A California-based company collects computer chip waste to sell it for its gold and other precious metals. Before bidding for a particular cargo, the company takes a sample to estimate the gold content of the whole lot. The sample is split in two. One subsample is the same. Wow, okay. Gold. Yeah, that's the answer.
Okay.
So the trick is that these functions are really just arrays for me. So if I do like,
okay, so Matthew, you were saying no, is that
right? Yes, correct, sorry.
That's okay. And you were saying yes?
Yep.
Good, okay. So we have one more free chair, so we can find one more.
Sucker.
I mean, victim. I mean,
I love a good hazing. I mean, session.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good Lord.
So, should be able to check out that location. Do you have cages open?
It.
I can do that now.
Round two.
Where's the mosaic file?
It's lost its flex. It's still got its.
This is just a curve. The curve is just really dumb looking. Let me show you.
PGA. Rax. 8141. I cat.
There you go. That's the line. It's little, little it's really good, as you can see.
Oh, and then the the actual fits file.
Oh, that's I dash all.
Yeah. It does. That's correct.
Capital I. Sorry.
No, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Except I'm not SSH minus wide, so I won't see it. Right, but I can.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah, just do this again, don't it?
Before I do
they are
that,
all four.
I'm going to check the Pulsar catalog.
It seems unlikely. I'm suspicious of this.
Whoever wrote Stilts really like to put the ellipses in there. There's heaps of dots for everything.
Nothing. What?
Well. Wait, within what?
A degree.
Within a degree? Jeez.
Unless I've got my coordinates wrong. Surely not.
Surely not.
They're all still four. That's very strange. They are no longer all four. Good.
That is 16, that position is 16 arc seconds from a star. HD202858. What type are you?
K. How many arc seconds you say?
16. So like not quite in line, but how many?
This is my favorite.
Two references.
So is unit speed.
Yeah, boy.
Cool.
Wow.
That's grim.
Yeah, it's a bit grim, isn't it? Well,
I didn't know that bit.
Okay, well.
That's interesting.
It sure is. 16 arc seconds.
Obvious thing to do now is actually look at it in the mosaic.
Let's have a little glance.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on over there? Exciting things? Or
don't you worry about
depressing
it.
Things.
The IP is not getting transferred to you. That's a pretty, you know, in terms of just fractional Stokes V polarization is 20 some odd percent.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a faint source, but it's got a. Yeah, it's quite close to
good.
A field center,
like,
and it's
that one.
Pretty high.
So
very high, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's near a star.
Yep.
K dwarf, I guess.
Yep. Which most stars
that
are show this stuff are usually M dwarfs or later.
So I could get this to work when we really rise.
Okay.
Next step is to log into Libra.
With a minus Y, of course.
Yes.
Global variables.
Okay.
Called.
I aliased SSH, so if I forget it works anyway.
Yep.
That was
yeah.
And
now.
Why are we not owing this?
All right.
Yes.
No, I mean, no, ask me your actual question.
So,
log
like,
file pop ups on PC whenever I run.
The way that would work, I think. Is that
I hear you roaring frustration from down the hallway?
Yeah,
oh,
it actually works.
Yeah.
Is it straight?
Not quite, but look at that.
Oh, is it trying to fit the light on?
It's just not smooth enough. If I do it for longer.
Okay. Well, I have to get this running before I go. It's just not going to be very sure if I don't. Okay, so. All the next matches now.
Now the wait begins. Oh, yeah, I have to set an environment variable or something to get the. Otherwise, you can't display coordinate grids and stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's doing really well on this one, it's just not smoothing anywhere.
Is this loading or is that just.
It? Yeah, it'll load. It's just taking its sweet, sweet time. Yeah. Did you give it the file name on the path?
Yep.
Yeah, so it'll load up the thing before it shows you anything.
What?
So we're
okay,
at
here
we
go.
The argument.
Yeah, what about it?
You can replace it with that.
And it's going to be, what the hell is it?
Yeah.
It's going to be
that.
Why don't you put that in an
good thing you made the negative catalog.
Now RMSF.
Yes, actually, that's true.
Don't want that.
So each of these is this is rack,
so
this is 15 minutes.
Like just jump to
this is rack, so this is a 15-minute.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
like class.
That's promising.
Clean.
I mean, that's the sort of
tier.
Scale
no, just class.
We expect
right.
Players
class, like
on,
arm clean
like,
or something
to last for.
It's a real proof of concept, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if it should.
Yep. Okay. Well, looks like it's low.
Yeah,
low far.
Cool. So, def double underscore e, double underscore.
Mm-hmm. 2, 3,
yeah.
4. Pass into arguments. Self. You gotta have self. Cool.
Okay.
Everything you need to initialize this. So, this is the RMSF array.
Do you use
99.5? Array, the residual.
Yeah,
F.
That's probably fine.
No,
yeah.
You don't need that. Just
okay.
All of the things you need to turn verbosity. Yeah.
21.
It's all the inputs. Which
is
not
there
all of those. Is it
not
input? No. Okay. Is an input?
Yeah.
CC array is not, gain is
21, 20,
not.
50.
21 is probably
WMEF is though, right? Oh, we can do that later. Just everything that's the same for everything.
With path max, yeah.
Yep, and it account
yeah.
Isn't. Cool. Put the ones in, or something, please.
I'm just
minus 50 subs. It's all the way.
Yeah. I suggest you make verbose
minus
optional.
Minus 57, 21, 14.
In fact, make, put anything that you don't want at the end, that you don't necessarily want.
Yeah.
So verbose is
somewhere around here.
Good.
Default. Yeah, you have to.
Well,
yeah.
You probably want
it
game
didn't actually work
because
the window wasn't
or something.
Signed.
You probably want max iter at the end. You probably want to rename
it. These all have things that you're passed through anyway.
But you could imagine importing this.
Yeah.
Some innocuous thing in there.
Yeah.
So I suggest you change them while you're here. And because that
would be
order,
more
right?
clever.
Because then FWHM are a
annotation file.
Yeah.
Do you not know
yeah.
magically and you move it forward. So put them in a sensible order.
Was it matplotlib.py plot?
Yep.
Plot.
What else goes into this damn thing?
Cut off. We had a cut off. Is that even a default value? Yeah, because it's. These are. Passed down from this crap. Where is
what is it cut off? Cut off has a default value of minus one, so no. Give the cut off of zero by default. That will explicitly tell what you're doing. No space before the equals or after the equals, only in these things, and then shove that to the other side. Yeah. Please change max iter, it's hurting me.
To what?
Max underscore iter.
Oh, Christ.
You know? It's so if you. Right. You do this.
Command D all of them.
We can just. How many times have you forgotten the capital I?
None, because it's tab complete.
Terrible. What a huge no. Yeah, cool.
Alright. Yep.
Yep. So, colon, you're going to hate this bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Self dot each of these variables equals that variable.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Use some
boy. Now we're getting properly object oriented, aren't we?
We are. It's the way of the future. No, it's sensible for this. There's a whole bunch of shared properties for the cleaning algorithm over all the different pixels. So applying one thing to each pixel is a good idea. And Python's only real way of doing that is an object.
Mm.
What have I done?
What have you done?
I think I've made circles.
That
size
worked
size
really well,
bit,
but this rest did not work.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If you put it in arc size, it has to be in degrees.
I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the other beans should be copied
that,
across.
Yeah, that's
awesome. We'll finish soon. Sorry, we will have more beans tomorrow.
So,
more beans.
So, what self dot these what things equals themselves?
Yep. I just store them in the object.
Did you get the, Possum project, doesn't
and then self dot that value will have that value
what?
Later.
To get the Possum project I put through via the form.
So if you add a, you want that to be a.
Thing,
right?
I need to write you that.
Method.
Then I forgot.
Sorry,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure if it goes to Brian only or what.
Put it in.
So do those things.
Sure.
Oh, and no, I'm just putting it through the Google form, right?
Yeah. I might send an email to all you guys to say.
So indent.
Yeah, send it to PI.
Indent. This whole function.
Yeah.
You want to be a thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a good one. And add self to the front.
Unnerving, actually.
Yeah.
And
I wonder where it's gone.
Might be a whole
stack
of projects that
self.rms.
Yeah,
yep.
That's
cool.
Really
worrying. That's a method.
Okay.
All the methods
yeah.
will be like that.
I bet it just goes
so
before it's just like
please,
Ryan.
And we do need to do this.
Sitting
and,
not
yeah.
sitting on it, but like
a,
not doing anything
or can I just have the clean loop? And just
it probably just goes to him. I'll do that.
Have the clean loop
pass
in the method. Or have the clean loop as a method, right?
PI.
So it doesn't pull it up into...
Possum.
I think, I think it makes sense for it to be, and it can take the YI, XI, and WFDF as arguments, right?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Good.
That's better. Okay.
Whatever reason
but
hanging.
I will be here tomorrow,
cool.
obviously. And can provide more sage wisdom.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
See y'all.
You too. Oh, what? Oh my god.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's like a laser show. It's like watching a Pink Floyd concert.
Oh, Jesus. What have I done? Oh. Oh, yeah. Well done.
Noob.
I've done 10 divided by 3600, but in just that's the string.
Ah.
So. Oh my god, it's too late.
I'm puzzling over how to actually manage this.
Is there any way to unload annotations?
Oh, you can go to in the browser.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And annotations.
Yeah, where it says data arrays.
Yep.
Change that to annotations.
Yep. Yeah. Unload all of them. Yep. Please. No, I don't want them.
So it's just pi@possum.groups.io.
Yep. I'll tell you if it comes through.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
What am I doing?
But
that's the correct format, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should they have D's against them, or?
Default is WCS coordinates. Why is it not working?
I'm just not seeing anything. So that's the radius in degrees, which is like 20 arc seconds.
Okay.
This is a stupid issue.
Yeah. Oh, it's always like. Yes. Oh, wait.
All right. I sent it.
Oh.
Windows that won't open over the network. Peak underscore flux one.
Six and
is there a Stokes V image?
What?
Is there a Stokes V image?
There is, yeah. In the same directory, it's called v-all.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Oh, do me a bloody Bible.
Well,
RD is not defined. I'm defining it.
It's defined right there. It's stupid.
I'm computer. This bastard right now.
Right, okay. Now I have to do this. Oops.
I'm lizarding. I'm an idiot.
It's called V old of its.
What?
Is
V
old.
That... Yep, that's the one, yep.
That's a slot in
num F in enumerate. Enumerate is like the greatest thing in Python.
Oh, I love. I was just thinking about its many versions.
Wow.
Only a little while ago.
I'm creating a massive problem for myself here, but I'm just going to run with it anyway.
Just plow forth.
It's a problem for future George.
It sure is. Plot. How do you do like a radial plot?
What's that?
No, forget it. I'll find out later.
Like a polar one?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Just like it. I mean, it's like axis equals polar or something.
Yeah, you can have projection.
Projection equals
polar. Okay, I'm going to come back to that later on. I just, first of all, I want to make sure I have numbers that make some sense at all.
I think I must have bungled my coordinates somehow.
Because
nothing is real.
Nothing is real. One, two, three, four. Okay. It's all one pear-shaped.
Right. And come on, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. I got whammies.
Sorry. Not me.
Toot toot.
Something's happening.
Are we going to have a wrap-up session?
Yeah, it was supposed to be half an hour ago, actually. but we can do it in a minute. I've just got something to come out here, so I'm going to ignore you for just about 5 minutes. Or so.
Consider yourself ignored. Schmaltinest.
Kra times no plus equals
316. Blapalap.
Name is not defined, nor will I.
Yeah. Bloop.
Change plus.
That's better.
Okay.
Defined. That's okay. Ew. Just kill it.
So from the individual Stokes V fields, this is the V over I is a function of distance from the beam center.
What?
Size is V over I, proportional to V over I.
So the, what's the vertical axis?
Deck offset.
Oh, yeah.
What a goober.
The center, that's 36 beams on top of each other. Right?
Yep.
So there's probably multiple sources counted multiple times. Probably. I'm bothered to check that.
Yep. Okay. That looks mostly reasonable, I guess.
Have to make some kind of radial.
Radial azimuthal average.
But this is in degrees. This will be. Wait, why is this so
warm? Is this a cos deck thing?
Probably, yeah. It's coming back to bite me right in the butt, isn't it? That question. What's that about cosine deck? Yes, it probably is a cosine deck thing.
Get this room again tomorrow?
No, it's boardroom upstairs.
Acceptable. Quite like this room though.
Yeah. Well, the boardroom's a bit nicer because you get a better view of the surroundings.
Nice. Is there a little drinks tray that sits in the corner?
No, I think that's in the director's office.
Scotch.
Okay.
Here's the V over I for the 36 beams piled on top of each other.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Yep, looks good.
Except for the axis. Don't look at the axis.
Yeah, I won't. Nice. So did you do any cuts on that?
No. No. Just did Stokes V source finding. Of course, we cross-matched it with the Stokes I catalog and took everything.
Cool. That's the mean value. Absolute value.
No idea.
Okay, it's a pulsar.
It's a pulsar, is it?
Yep.
A known pulsar?
Yep. J2129-5721.
Cool.
Oh.
So how did you miss it before? Got the wrong coordinates.
There was another, I loaded in another catalog and called the RAs from that catalog IRAs, and the RA I wanted was called, the RA list I wanted was IRA. And so I was actually grabbing an RA from a different catalog.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what happened.
Oops.
No.
Only size one.
Because I've just been running everything in the same IPython session. So.
Right.
So all the variables are just
mixed up.
Yeah. So don't do that.
But you can see it clearly in the image, can you?
I'll have a look now.
Yeah. Okay, but it's a pulsar. That's good.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this.
So it's RA 2129.
This is a proof of concept, though, Andrew. It still counts.
That's Int success. Object has no get item. What? And params. 57.3.
Yep, that's it. In B.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Sweet.
And
Control I. Yeah.
Control I, didn't know that.
Well, if your number lock is off and all. Oh, there it goes. Give it a second to think. Yeah, I can try it now.
Why?
If the cursor is updating when you move it around, then it's. So that means since it's done whatever it needs to do. I think. Every time you click it, it'll recenter.
Yep.
Stop on
right, maybe just. Sorry.
No, that's all right. There it is. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, has it got a. No. Oh, it's nice.
Yep. Sweet. So one real source in that field.
That's great.
Yep.
So I guess we. Now we are. We should be pretty satisfied that. You know, this is more or less working, huh?
Yep.
Great. That's a result to put in the spreadsheet.
Yep.
Wonderful. Do they mess around with the edge colors, face colors? Seems like they change the names of these parameters all the time.
Been through matplotlib hell a few times.
Like they just sort of change it all. Okay, why is this not working? Apple Pie does it all the time as well.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, you bastard. Oh, change that look and feel. Absolute value on that as well, actually. So I think location of the beam dominates whether it's a negative V or a positive V. I think.
It should do.
Possibly. So the darker circles are negative V and the light gray ones are positive V.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, so all the positives seem to be, like the positions seem to be pretty correlated.
Is it like
sort of maybe this way and this way is positive V, negative V.
Mm-hmm. Is it quadrupolar? Is it like a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sort of negative V here and here, positive V here and here.
Yeah.
I mean, small number of statistics, but this is one field out of 35, so soon there'll be 35 times as many sources in this plot. So,
so would that be caused by quadrupolar leakage?
It's the beam shape.
Mm.
It's the beam shape, basically. Okay. The X beam will be squashed one way and the Y beam will be shaped.
Yeah,
the
other way. That makes sense.
This weird sort of, when you do XY minus YX, you get this weird cloverleaf pattern.
Yeah.
So you see that with other telescopes too.
That's beam squash or squint?
squash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Squint is with circular feeds.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's with the off. I think it's because the VLA is not only circular but also off axis. In fact, I think it's more about it being off axis. I think.
Right.
I'll forget the details. It's circular and off axis.
Yeah.
Like it's just squint.
Yeah.
Hello. How you doing? Good.
Right. Okay. What I'm going to do is.
Be interesting to see. So this is just one field. Is this just one field?
One field of 36
yeah,
frames.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see. Would we expect the orientation to remain the same?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, when I get all the source finding done,
yeah,
cross matched and all, then I'll, you know, there'll be whatever it's going to be, you know, 3,500 dots on this point.
Yep.
On this plot, so it should be pretty. Pretty clear at that point, I think.
Yep.
Be able to make some kind of average, you know. Average.
Yeah, sort of interpolated heat map.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Let me fix up the RI axis and put a circle in the middle, I think, of some kind. I'll be done for today.
Hmm.
How do I make a circle on a plot of a certain size?
You have to use the
patches.
Yeah.
Ugh. Patches.
Patches dot circle.
Yep. Ugh. Yeah, it's a bit gross.
Matplotlib a bit gross? Never.
All right. Give me an example.
Like,
yes.
In the Pi multi-nest, like fitting scripts. Like a surface or a line or something.
Yeah,
take a look at quickly.
I do. I have a little notebook that I put together to try and figure out what the hell's going on.
That'd be sick, yeah, because, oh my god, it's like something, I'm getting something wrong with my prior log likelihood function just in terms of passing in the.
Yeah, I get, but that is the, you still have to construct the correct log likelihood function.
Yep.
Which is the.
God.
Yes. The pain in the ass bit.
Yeah.
So this is. Ripping apart Cormac's code to do it.
Yeah.
Where here I've just taken the log likelihood to just be the negative chi-squared.
Yep.
Which is true for, I think it's for Gaussian.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's what I've got as well.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's fine.
And it just returns chi-squared. And then it's got like a bunch of things that kind of return stuff from the model files.
Radio, yeah.
So I don't know what, so this one, I just have a line with some Gaussian noise and then fit the.
Yeah, cool.
Sudden intercept.
Would you mind just flicking me the, that's it. Let's have a look. Prior core returns a function to transform, the unit cube.
LS.
Da, 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 da. That's fine. So that's all good. So. Alright. Def log like call. Parameter names x, y, dy. So what's that a function defines in a function? Is it a.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit weird. It's just like. I don't really understand why it's constructed like this.
Yeah. Would you mind just flicking me that function?
Yeah. It's like, what is p? Why is. Oh, I think so. Par names. So where is? And then like call thing returns log like to your par names.
Jeez. Alright, it doesn't add artists. Yes. Would you mind clicking me the whole thing just so I can see exactly how all it all gets called?
There's all these like setup things.
Yeah, like, you know, and the actual just like where those functions
get
actually fed into.
Yeah.
Nothing else, because mine. Like, I got it working ages ago for this particular application, and then, like, just trying to transfer it to a different one. It's like,
painful.
Yeah, that'd be super appreciated, man.
Linear fit.py.
So that's callback per cell's good, is it? Largely,
So I've just, it was written originally doing key fitting.
Yeah.
Me trying to make sense of it to fit something else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is what you get when you ask for face color equals none.
The one thing to be careful of is when you...
That's what you want, right?
Totally.
Set up your little, like, nest folder that it RMs everything inside of that.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was like, it's for you. I'm giving you a face color anyway.
Yeah.
That's a gotcha.
Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Thanks.
RMs everything.
Probably just going to be default if you say that.
Yes, that's brutal. All right. To the toilet. Yeah, that'll be super helpful. It means I can plug and go tomorrow.
The Pi Multinest documentation is just...
It's bloody woeful.
Hey? Yeah.
It's a super good tool, but oh my god. Documentation is awful.
Let's do
The way that it's all set up as well is just weird.
Yeah. But they have the tutorial that was clearly written for like some tutorial where the person who wrote it was there talking people through it.
Yeah.
So half degree radius.
So that's the beam base. Like, that's the full width at half maximum.
Something like that.
Yep. Good. That looks. So the size is the V over I.
Yep. That's right. Yep. Where the range is, I don't know.
Oh.
I should print that out. Okay. I'm going to take a screen capture of this.
Yep.
And how do I do that? I've just got this machine.
All right. Is the shift print screen maybe?
Oh, is it?
Oh, is this a Linux?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I think shift print screen should do it.
Let me just on full screen this, and I'm going to do it this way. Not here. Thanks. I'm just going to ignore you.
Cool. Speaking
of being
ignored, I need to head relatively soon.
Okay.
That has everything to do with being ignored.
When Craig comes back, should we do a very, very quick round? Or do you have time? Not time for that?
Yeah, I've got time.
Okay, that's that. Let's see. I wonder if Craig's going to get trapped somewhere in the building, actually. The door could be locked now, I think.
I shouldn't lock it. That was a misfortune.
Oh. That's the min and max. That's V over I. Not in percent, but actually in...
Oh.
Well,
hey.
Yeah. It's unlikely to be correct. Craig?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a super, super quick round.
Yep, let's roll.
Andrew.
Yeah. So I've been playing around with the Stokes VNI mosaic catalogs and having a look at the leakages there. Basically, things look pretty good overall, although the leakages in decent regions where the RMS is, you know, fairly low is still a little higher than I would have thought. So seeing leakages on the order of 1 to 2% for some objects, mm-hmm. although probably their signal to noise is quite low. Mm-hmm. So, you know, towards the edge of the fields, the things get obviously quite a lot worse, but that's expected. So basically don't trust anything at the edge of the mosaics or the beams. And we were able to pick out one real source, one pulsar, which happened to be lying around in the field.
That's awesome.
Which is a good, you know, validation, I guess, that we can see real things and not just fake things. So I think tomorrow or whenever I'm available next, I'd like to pick into why the leakages are 1% and not 0.1%, mm-hmm. which is the sort of expected value that Emil's been quoting. I suspect it's probably signal to noise, but I'll have a closer look at that.
Yes, it could be that. These data were processed through ASCAPsoft as well, weren't they?
I suspect so. Yeah. We don't
get answer to that. It's RAX data, right?
So, yeah.
Yep.
It's a RAX mistake.
Yeah, so I won't have the on-axis leakage calibration done.
No, right. This is Emil's.
Oh, it's Emil's?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not processed through ASCAPsoft. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
No. I don't think so. No, it was Emil's from...
Emil's pipeline.
Yeah, Emil's pipeline.
Okay. Yeah. Right. In that case, that's strange. In which case, it'd be very useful to have Emil here for the discussion,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think we need to be quite clear on what exactly he did. Yeah. So.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just uploading the figures I just made. I'm just putting it into Slack in busy days.
Did you end up sending that through Alec or did it?
Yes, on Slack.
Oh, on Slack, right, yeah, cool,
yeah.
Legend. Where are we? In busy days, was it? Or?
Busy days, yeah.
Ah, right, yeah, you're putting the thing in. What? Why is it not coming up? So it's in the post. Oh, no, it's private message. Oh, what an idiot I am. Okay. Right. That is awesome. You are a scholar and a gentleman. And a gentleman and a scholar. Scripts.
Okay, so I think we, you know, from the RAX single fields, we're able to map out the leakage surface here pretty well, I think.
Hmm.
And then we can do a similar thing, you know, cross match these sources maybe with what you've got, maybe
yep.
recreate the same plot, but now where the markers become the, you know, the leakage after mosaicing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you can have the same sources before and after mosaicing.
Yep, yep.
That's something we can work on tomorrow to get that right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I've been doing. That
yep.
Seems to be fine.
Cool. I'll go then. What have I been doing today? What did I do earlier today? I don't even remember. What I've been doing lately is, so working on leaky stuff. So I've done a similar thing to you guys originally, which is taking, you know, sort of MFS images of Stokes Q and seeing the quadrupole leakage pattern very clearly, and you know, you can sort of fit to that with, you know, very simple like linear least squares type techniques, which seems to do reasonably well. But that doesn't take account of the frequency dependence of the primary beam or anything like that. So I don't see any reason why you couldn't fit to the frequency dependent data as well using something like Multinest, which will do a much better job and incorporate that frequency dependence explicitly in the model. So yes, I've just been gearing up to get Multinest to do its thing and do the fit. And most of the pieces are in place now. I can pull all the data in, and yeah, I'm just trying to run Multinest, which is a few little hiccups, as it were. But yes, we should be good to go soon tomorrow. So I just got Alex's script, and I'll find out what exactly is going wrong with my sort of feeding data in through the various functions and passing it and so on. Then yeah, should be good to run it and see how we go.
Sweet.
Yes, so that's more or less it. So I should update the spreadsheet.
So I think I talked to Chris about this at some point, that in the MWA case, mm-hmm. if you're fitting the surface for Q, U, and V,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to constrain out what the X and Y shapes are.
Yeah.
That's what you're really after, right? There's an X shape and a Y shape.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so that was one of the models I was thinking about fitting, just, you know, literally to elliptical Gaussian beams, and you know, essentially I won't do that as the first thing. It's a simpler function that pretty much captures that behavior, but yeah, it'd be nice to get the actual beams out.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yep. You basically just need shape and ellipticity or something. Oh, sorry, ellipticity and
yep. Yeah, I think it'll have like
two or three parameters that make it
pretty much the same number of parameters. So yeah, it'll be just as constrained. And would obviously be very nice to have.
Yep.
Look it over to the A projection crowd or something. And heard from Chris Skipper at all then?
Huh?
You heard from Chris Skipper at all?
Yes, actually. Didn't I forward that to you?
Yep.
What?
Well, you quite possibly did, and I quite possibly didn't see it. Let's see. From Yield Skipper.
Yes, I forwarded it to you.
Yes.
It was on the 12th of April.
Partial progress on this so far? No, that's... Oh, did you?
12th of April.
12th of April. Ah, yes. Oh, cool. Shit. How did I miss that one?
Don't know.
Confidence.
Or like, yes. George, delete.
Well, it was overseas then, probably something like that. That's my excuse anyway. Sticking to it.
Alrighty, how about you, Alec?
So I've been working on trying to get clean parallelized.
Oh yeah.
Which is turned out to be relatively non-trivial, but I do have a kind of a working form that is currently speeding up, but it's just about getting the data stored sensibly. And so it looks like we're gonna have to go object oriented in order to store the data in a sensible way,
mm-hmm.
as each thread, so it means you can store it in a variable in a sensible way and then keep moving on. Mm-hmm. But it should speed up quite nicely the number of calls we want to throw it at. Should be really useful. Cuffs, as it turned out, is installed correctly, but it seems to segfault at the moment for trying to rotate these large files, but rotating them with a Myriad script is incredibly slow.
Yes.
So, just at a slight impasse with that at the moment, but I'll just hopefully get that sorted soon. But we do have the data moved onto the Strongly servers now too. So whether or not we just look at the RMCs of the sources or not, but it'd be nice to have that, those tools available if we do want to do 3D RMCs of things.
Absolutely. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Good day.
I think we're done for today.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
To the Emporium.
If anyone has listened this far, thank you. And bye.